Mort the Meek and the Perilous Prophecy. Mort the Meek, Book 3, written by Rachel Delahaye and read by Glenn MacCready.
Have you heard the word? There's a revolution. That's just a rumour going round and round.
The town square was a riot. It was as if the entire population of Brutalia had been put into a tumble dryer, except instead of making people dry, it was making them angry. Folk were flying through the air, tearing out each other's hair and pinching everywhere, and the island echoed with insults, shouts and screams. A totally ordinary day in Brutalia, then. Only this time, two boys were worried that they had somehow started the fight. Big deal. Fights have to be started by someone, right? Ah, but these two boys were pacifists. They didn't believe fighting was the answer to anything. Not even the question, what rhymes with lighting and starts with F? That's just how against it they were. So if they had somehow kicked off the violent brawl, then... awkward. Mort Canal, plumber's son and founder of the Pacifist Society of Brutalia, dodged a well-aimed pumpkin and stared despairingly at the devastation around them. Next to him, his best friend, Weed Millet, the baker's son, was squealing like a squeezed chicken.
"Surely this can't be because of us," he squawked. "Our whole message was about extending the hand of kindness."
"I know," Mort yelped, ducking a speeding potato. "And everyone's extending fists of ferocity."
They scurried behind a barrel as three old ladies barreled past, tangled up like a ball of rats. Old ladies were often the worst. They lived longer than the average Brutalian, so had more experience and lots of time to form really deep-seated grudges.
"What on earth's going on?" Weed cried.
Mort caught a small girl who had been catapulted over his head.
"There you go, little one," he said, placing her safely on solid ground.
She kicked him in the shin and ran off to rejoin the fight. Then she came back and bopped him on the nose.
"Pacifist!"
she shouted with glee and scarpered. Then she came back again and stamped on his foot.
"Ow! Did you hear that, Weed? She said pacifist. It is because of us. We need to find out how this happened."
Weed tugged at Mort's tunic.
"I don't think there's time. Lance Polyp is staring at you funny."
Lance Polyp was the boil doctor of Brutalia. Polyp's pop shop was guaranteed to burst your boils, prick your pimples, and puncture your pustules. But common side effects of treatment included redness around the affected area and, totally avoidable, death.